Well, if it's a bad burn, what will happen?
Well, if it's a bad one, you just have to go to the doctor, you know, let him see after. And, well, they do different things, you know, different. They have a way of treating. Used to be a time when I said, you know, a lot of things. Well, I knew it back in those days, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They used to use linseed oil on burns.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor did. And, but now, you see, they've learned so much, so much about everything. So many things that they didn't know, you see, then.
Mm-hmm.
See, they went to school and learned all this now.
Mm-hmm.
But in those days, they used cottonseed oil. And they just anoint them all over with that. And wrap them up in sheets and things like that.
Mm-hmm. You had one son that was in the army, right?
Yes, I had one. Philip was in the army.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Foster.
Well, nothing happened to him while he was over
no,
there.
No, he was lucky. Didn't anything happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call it when somebody gets hurt or something in the world?
Wounded.
Mm-hmm.
You said he got wounded in the
mm-hmm.
or in service or something.
You didn't have any relatives that got
hurt in the
mm-hmm.
No, I just had a cousin, one of the winds.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin, she lost her son. He got hurt in service and died.
Mm-hmm.
I got killed over there.
Well, sometimes when a wound doesn't heal, you know, good, clean, some kind of white substance might form around the edges. What do you call that? Sometimes that has to be cut out of burn away.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, unless it's infection. And it gets so bad, the corruption be all right.
Mm-hmm.
If the skin, it turns kind of yellow, kind of, you know, corruption.
It's some kind of flesh.
Well, it's dead flesh, you know, it's I forget what you call it, but anyway, that's what it is.
You ever heard of proud flesh?
Proud flesh. I've heard of it, but I don't especially know what proud. I think that's something that I've heard of it, but I don't know. I can't explain it like it.
Mm-hmm.
What it is.
Well, if you cut your finger, what would you put on it to avoid the infection?
Proud the flesh?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you cut your finger or cut a place in there and you cut off that it goes through that skin.
Uh-huh.
And down in under there is the proud flesh. That's
oh,
what that is. Wow. That's what that is.
Oh.
I like to forget the proud flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It's under the skin. And you take a needle, a pin, and stick in your finger. But if it go through that top skin, it'll hit that proud flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't like anything.
Mm. Well, if you cut your finger anyway, what could you put on that to avoid infection?
Well, you just have to, you know, soak it in warm water and salt water, say it's good to soak it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take it out and put a band-aid on it, put some alcohol or something on it.
What about this little brown stuff that you can put on it? The stain can you put on it? Comes out a little bottle.
What cuticle on
Something else you call it?
It's something else, but I can't call it. It's a cuticle and something almost like it. But it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's brown. I can't call it now.
How about iodine?
Iodine.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Iodine, that's good for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cuts and